From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A U.S. call to negotiate with Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will have to reach an agreement with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to enable a political transition of power and bring a stop to the five-year-old civil war that's left thousands dead. Speaking Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary Kerry did not specify what the terms of a potential agreement with Mr. Assad could include.
We are working very hard with other interested parties to see if we can reignite a diplomatic outcome. Why? Because everybody agrees there is no military solution. There is only a political solution.
With another round of nuclear talks to begin this week between Washington and Tehran, Mr. Kerry says the obstacles to an agreement there are largely political rather than technical. America's top diplomat will meet in Switzerland with Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif in the next round of talks on the future of Iran's nuclear program. The United States and its partners, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, have an end-of-March self-imposed deadline to reach a framework deal for Iran to cut back its uranium enrichment program. Tehran says economic sanctions must be lifted for a deal to be achieved. Iran insists its nuclear program is strictly for civilian purposes. 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. U.S. officials say the individuals will be housed near the University of Nebraska Medical Center, the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, or Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. A U.S. healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone arrived at NIH last Friday. This is VOA News. Three male British teenagers allegedly seeking to join Islamic State extremists in Syria have been arrested in London after being deported from Turkey. Scotland Yard police Sunday did not identify the three suspects, but said they were detained Friday in Istanbul. Turkish media reports say the three, two aged 17 from northwest London and the third 19 years old, were arrested after a flight from Barcelona. Hundreds of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets and cities across the country Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff over government corruption. Much of the anger toward the president stems from revelations of a kickback scheme in a state-run oil company, Petrobras, which prosecutors call the biggest corruption scheme ever uncovered in Brazil. At least $800 million was paid in bribes and other funds by the nation's biggest construction and engineering firms in exchange for inflated Petrobras contracts. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Bai Koroma says Vice President Samuel Sumana should not fear for his life or feel threatened. Sumana went into hiding after his guards were suddenly disarmed and then replaced without his knowledge or approval. He earlier had been expelled from the ruling All People's Congress after being accused of fomenting violence and seeking to establish a new party. Sumana is reported to have asked for asylum in the American embassy. China's Premier Li Keqiang says his government is still falling short of meeting the public's expectations regarding environmental pollution. A documentary about air pollution in China highlighted that sentiment before it was blocked by authorities. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
The documentary Under the Dome went viral online, but one day after the National People's Congress opened, it was ordered to be taken offline after more than 200 million people had watched it. China's newly appointed environmental minister had even praised the film. During a news conference Sunday, Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang was asked what he made of claims in the film about big oil companies. Without mentioning the film, Mr. Li said the government is determined to tackle the problem and has taken steps to bring that about. But he added the effort has fallen short of the public's expectations. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko is in Germany for talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel and key German lawmakers. No details have been disclosed. Mr. Poroshenko is seeking Western military aid to end a pro-Russian rebellion in his country. Relief supplies began flowing into Vanuatu Sunday after a devastating tropical cyclone slammed into the South Pacific island nation late Friday and Saturday. At least eight people are reported dead, but the toll is expected to go even higher. A state of emergency is in effect. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.